Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today, we're going to talk about adaptability in business and how it cost two very famous companies. We decided to cover this topic because we watched a YouTube video that Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, did in 1999. And he was talking about, you know, traditional companies and stuff and them not being willing to see what the future was going to be like and what it truly cost them and stuff. So we kind of wanted to touch on it today.
Yeah, definitely. And it's a fascinating interview, you know, because it's almost 20 years ago. It was from a 60 Minutes interview from 1999. And at this point, Amazon was starting to get a lot of attention. They were a public company. Their stock was skyrocketing. But obviously, we know now, 20 years later, or almost 20 years, not quite, Amazon, you know, continued to just dominate. And so at that point, it was kind of like the beginning. And so it was super interesting. We have the link in the show notes to check that out, just to kind of see, you know, back 20 years. But as David mentioned, there's two companies that were referenced in this interview. And at that time, they weren't referenced as companies that were going out of business and weren't adapting or anything like that. They were referenced because at the time, they were very dominant. Sears being one of them. Sears is a, is Sears International or just American? I think just American.
It's American, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Barnes & Noble being another one, a bookstore. And they were referenced as being the giants in their space. And we look at it now, Sears is bankrupt. I think Barnes & Noble went through bankruptcy and these companies barely exist compared to what they were in 1999. And so, you know, they didn't adapt. Amazon came in and changed a lot of things and, you know, completely different business model, you know, no retail space, everything online, which nowadays everything online. Yeah, there's tons of companies like that. But in 1999 or when they started in 94, 95, whenever it was, that wasn't the case. You know, internet companies didn't exist like they do today. It was very, very early where, you know, the big retailers might have had an internet presence, but to be a solely online company was rare. And so, I've been talking a while. Dave, you want to jump in?
I was wondering if you're going to let me get to talk any in this episode, Tim. Yeah, I think it's important, you know, that you are flexible in business. You know, try to be seeing the trends that are coming and don't be afraid to make a change or adapt. I think, you know, being a part of your community, getting into groups of other business people, you know, who are keeping up to date with the latest trends and what's coming with technology and stuff, because it changes so fast. And if you're, especially if you have a brick and mortar business and stuff, it's hard for you to stay up on the digital trends. Well, as web developers, we tend to stay on it, up on it pretty good. So we feel like it's important that you, you know, share that knowledge with your customers and stuff. Try to help them stay ahead of the curve so what happened to Sears and Barnes & Nobles does not happen to them. So that's pretty much all we wanted to say. And go watch that awesome Jeff Bezos interview from 1999 on 60 Minutes. It's a really good interview.
Yeah. There's a saying, I'm totally butchering it, but something to do with being resistant to change. those who are resistant to change never prosper, something like that. And, you know, these companies, they were resistant to change, basically. They didn't want to adopt the internet model and you know, get with the times, and they suffered as a result. And that happens a lot, where a new, you know, fresh company with, you know, a new business model comes and kind of challenges the status quo. And companies that have been around a long time, you know, they don't want to adapt. And they're like, no, like, we've been doing it this way forever. This is what works. You know, we're not going to do anything differently just because this new company, you know, comes on the scene. And yeah, it's famous last words, that's for sure.
Well, tomorrow we've got another great topic on WP the Podcast. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.